Hey, baby.
Hey.
Naomi and Andy here with a quick Q/request.
Yes. So, okay, Acast is doing these audience surveys, okay? We put the link in the show notes. The link is going to be in the link tree on our Instagram and everything like that. Here's the thing, Naomi. You know, we're already pretty choosy about the ads that we allow on the show. No weapons manufacturers.
Raytheon, get out of here.
Yeah. Screw off, Raytheon. But we want to make sure that the ads are kind of tailored to y'all.
Right.
Okay? Right? Say you want to hear ads for A Different World DVD box sets.
We need to know that.
We need
can
to
go
know
out
that.
To them. We can get the word out. But we only can get the word out if you give us the word. So you got to fill out the survey. It is quick, quick, quick. And it just lets us know if the ads you're hearing are the right ads for you.
Yeah.
So get on over to the show notes where that link is or the Couples Therapy link tree and fill out that quick survey so we can pass the word on to Acast.
All right. Roll it.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The 27 Club is a podcast about famous musicians who died prematurely and sometimes mysteriously at the age of 27. This podcast is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator and host of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Season 2 of The 27 Club launches June 18th, 2020, with 12 episodes on the life and death of Jim Morrison of The Doors. The 27 Club contains adult content and explicit language. You can listen to The 27 Club on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Open your hearts and loosen your butts. It's time for Couples Therapy.
Yeah, this podcast is Andy and Naomi's, where they can both laugh and hang with all their homies, talking excellent vacationing with brunches and cuddling, to messy situationships and conscious and coupling, from Netflix hookups to single them with some Hulu, text, sex, regrets, or feeling on your new jubu. They gon' talk about it, yeah, you are invited, needing therapy, I guarantee, baby, we got it. It's
everyone, welcome to Couples Therapy. I am Naomi.
And I am Andy.
We are a real life couple. We are a real life couple of comedians. And on Couples Therapy, we bring you the very best sets from our live show where we have comics who are close do sets together about their relationship.
Beautifully succinct, my dear.
I'm coming in succinct in 2019.
Hey, everyone, it's 2019. This is the first episode we are recording in the new year. Naomi is here in the studio. She is wearing a coat. She looks a little bit like a rapper. I took a picture.
A real busted rapper. If you think this is a rap cool, I'm just perpetually cold in the bones, people. I just got cold bones.
Isn't that like a stereotypical woman thing? Like everyone's like, my girlfriend says she's so cold all the time. Me, I warm myself up because I eat so much barbecue sauce. Just drinking barbecue sauce. That's like a typical guy. Typical guy in America.
Right,
just drinks
drinking
gallons
sauce.
Of steaming hot barbecue sauce.
Hot sauce. Just drinking hot sauce.
Steaming hot. One of the reasons, though, Naomi and I are so excited. Gotta say this. We are feeling it, even though in our hearts everything is dark. I will say, what has given us life, Naomi, this is a little bit of an update on a struggle that we have been enmeshed in.
Since we got to Los Angeles. Okay, if you have listened to this podcast, you know that we have spent a year and a half living below 25-year-old YouTube musician and his live-in lover. And you also know from recent episodes, we were in New York City. Andy and I just got back to LA a week ago. We said we're coming with positivity. We said 2019, we're going to make it work. We're not going to survive. We are going to thrive. We're going to look alive. We might even drink five alive. We told ourselves. What do we say? And we got back.
I was legitimately like, what's another thing that rhymes with five? I felt like so on the spot. I think I said this on a live show. I may not have made it onto the recording, but I have this fantasy in my head that I would be a great freestyle rapper. I have this fantasy.
And shit.
Literally, the longest distance in the universe is between that fantasy in my brain and the reality where I freaked out and panicked at the thought of rhyming something with five.
Oh, my God. Well, we are about to get off topic because I was really going to get deep into your rapper dreams. But let us say this. We came back and we noticed after a couple days back. Andy, tell them. Get in this. Share the joy.
We noticed that the curtains were different at the apartment above us. And that was our first context clue that perhaps there had been a switch, a roo, a changeover.
And then we noticed we didn't hear a guitar.
Or a sitar. Or a tablas.
Or keyboards.
Or drums.
We didn't hear anybody screaming like they were in a lost scene from West Side Story.
We didn't hear any panic calls to managers outside going, why can't we get any gigs?
And that's when we realized our upstairs neighbors moved out! Yes, 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 yes.
2019, you might be the darkest timeline for most people, but for us, you're slightly lighter.
Always keeping it in check, balancing the emotions. I mean, I feel great. It's so exciting. The new people who live upstairs, we heard two working women. You know what I could tell by the sound of the clickety-clack of the high heels. Look, it'll never be an insulated space, but I will not have to hear anybody's musical dreams ever again.
The only tablas I will hear is when I put on George Harrison's tracks from Revolver.
Oh, I don't get the reference.
No, you've never heard a Beatles album?
Yeah, but George, Revolver, is that his own album? Or is that the whole Beatles? Because isn't he his own, George Harrison's one man?
Well, we could talk after the, but I will, can you believe him? So they would yell, we're not going to give their names, but we came up with versions of what their names are screaming. These two Italian, our neighbors, Italian descent. Like 1950s Italian New York stereotypes, like yelling all the time, Frankie! Carla! We're making a great ragu up here! We're getting the ragu! Come on! Never have to hear that again.
I mean, like, I don't know if they actually made anything with ricotta, which I think is what ragu is, but
we got too much ragu! We got ragu all over the place!
But I
get a mop. We gotta clear for a good.
It's so loud.
That's why I did step back for the mic.
But they are like legit, constantly like yelling out the window, having conversations. Frankie on his way, and it's just like I don't have to live that way. I don't have to live that way, y'all. I just want to thank you, the listeners, for going with us on this ride. Okay, because from the moment this podcast dropped, we were like, we are in a struggle. And you know what? You stayed with us, okay? You supported us. Yes, thank you to those of you who commented on iTunes saying, call the cops on the neighbor already.
I would say this. I believe that all of us, look, I don't believe, I'm a very scientific person. I don't believe in supernatural stuff. But I do believe all of us together psychically secreted it into the universe.
I think we did.
That they should leave.
I think we did.
And then he got a job in another state. And took off.
Ooh, baby.
And I think the listeners and us all together, using our brain power, made that happen. So I want to thank all of you. And guess what? You're all, everyone who did this, you're getting a trophy. We're sending them out. Send us your addresses. Everyone who said that they are trash.
I wish
that
we
is legally not binding. That's not happening. We can't legally give you that stuff. But you know what we can legally give you? A great set from our show in New York.
Woo! Baby, we are bringing you the best and the brightest. This first set is actually a little bit different. Something a little funky. We had scheduled Mateo Lane and his dear funny friend Evan Williams. And then literally hours before show, Evan had to drop. And so you know what we said, Mateo? We love you. You're hilarious. Let's just get into it on stage. So that is what this very first set is. It is Mateo with Andy and I on stage live at Union Hall. If you don't know Mateo, he's a comedian and artist who you've seen on Late Night with Seth Meyers, The Late Show, and Netflix's comedy lineup.
Yeah.
He also illustrates the comic Kick-Ass Drag Queen and co-hosts the podcast Inside the Closet. So, you in for a good time.
Roll it!
Hi, everyone. I'm obviously gay. What's so funny is that you were like, oh, he doesn't have a partner. I was like, yeah, I broke up with my boyfriend 3 weeks ago. So
oh, no.
I literally don't have a partner. My partner has been Rose, Blanche, Dorothy, and Sophia for the past, yeah, like 3 weeks.
You getting through it.
I'm getting through it, yeah.
Yeah,
lots
are.
Of Golden Girls and
yeah.
Mariah Carey Whistletone compilations on YouTube. Just a lot of like... for hours and hours. And then watching every gay argue being like, Ariana did this already. And it's like, oh, I can't with the stress. Gay Twitter is just so stressful. The second Ariana sang that Imagine song and hit one whistle tone, gay Twitter has just lost their goddamn minds.
Didn't they lose it over? Didn't Kesha do one too in like a song?
Yeah, she did like a high E flat. It's the same note that they did in Sister Act 2 and oh, happy day.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So he's like, happy day.
Oh, that was the worst. We're like, happy day. And then second's like,
he taught me how.
He taught me how. Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
Like, got into it. I love Sister Act 2. It is a much better film than Sister Act 1.
It is so good.
It is. The mom was like unjustly upset. She was like,
Cheryl Lee
Ralph. Why are you singing? She's like, well, it's just the choir. Singing killed your dad. It's like, what? Like, she's singing, not selling crack on the streets, bitch.
No.
Like, calm down. Yeah, she was so mean for no reason. And everyone was a tear. Lauryn Hill was just such a bad actress, but such a good singer.
Such
a good singer. Yeah. I love that movie.
This is almost like being on, like, you're out with a bunch of friends, and then two of them are, like, about to hook up. And you're just here smiling, and you're like, huh?
Well,
Sister Act 2 is made for gay men and black women. That's
exactly.
It. For nobody
exactly.
else. So that's one thing that helped us through all the years, you know? Sister Act 2, remember that? Take off your robes. I don't know. Your teacher just says, take off your robes.
I mean, also, like, that? Do you also remember, like, we don't speak of it enough, like, Jennifer Love Hewitt was in
yes.
that. Okay,
yes,
we don't speak about
was.
That. I mean, honestly, it's not about her. Okay, I'm not going to center her in the narrative. However... it was like, oh, right, she was in that. You know
yeah.
what I mean? You, like, completely forget about it. But it's all about, you know, Lauryn Hill having a moment. Did you see the motion picture, Andrew?
The answer is absolutely not. Did you see the motion picture?
Not,
no.
Yeah, not a second.
Oh, God, last night we watched Selena. He had never seen Selena.
How the fuck have you never seen Selena?
Why would I? Why would
I? My favorite part is the mall part where she's like trying to get the dress. Remember that? And
yes.
she's like, I don't think this will fit. And then you just see like every Mexican like, Selena! It's the best.
I was just excited.
If anyone's upset, I'm a quarter Mexican. Ugh. All right, so you can't say anything. One time I made a Mexican joke, like, that's rude. And I was like, cool, I'm Mexican. They're like, well, yeah.
I was excited that Colonel Adama from Battlestar Galactica was in it.
Do you see this shit? That's what
right,
he got
see,
to say
see
about
what separates
Selena.
Us? Exactly. It's completely good.
Exactly.
This has nothing to do with Jennifer Lopez.
Nothing at all.
Do you notice the stage picture, though? As we're continuing to talk, you guys are on one
we're
side.
We're forming a team.
A true unit. It's a true unit. We didn't mean to.
Sorry, we didn't. Well, yeah. Sorry.
You know what? No, I know my place. I know where I know. I could feel the energy. I know where it's going.
Well, but you also, you want to get in on this, okay? You know you do, right? Because we talked about this. You were like, could Mateo and I be friends?
Yeah.
You were wondering
that was
this.
That was when we were like, oh, well, Mateo's partner is...
All three of them said that I've ended up... So the first one didn't even write back. The second one said no. And then the third one's like, I got it. And then today was like, I can't. So I'm like, well, all right.
But you are enough.
That's sure.
You here right now is enough. Isn't that correct, Union Hall?
I mean, absolutely, 100%, absolutely. Except for the concept of the show.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's the only,
okay.
That's the only part where we're just like, uh-oh. But we started...
So messy! Go ahead.
We started doing this segment on the show
the
sometimes,
podcast.
On the podcast,
where we see if the guest could actually be friends with us. I mean, we are already kind of friends.
Yeah, I was gonna say, but with this, I understand this for the podcast. Like, let's
but also,
see.
Andy, but also, you guys don't really have a connection. I do have your number in my phone.
Yeah, of course. We've had lunch, dinner. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So many proteins. Yeah. You know, we really stay with proteins when we're together. I pretend to be healthy for that one meal. Like, what are you getting? I'll get what you're getting.
But let's see. Okay, yeah.
But I wrote out a couple questions to see if we could be. Is there a more of a heart connection than just a handshake connection between us?
Work. Wow. I'm ready for this.
Wow. Okay.
Was that the first question? Because then I'm not ready for this.
I'll come in your side.
If Naomi and I had a fight at 2 a.m. and I called you weeping,
I would say Naomi's right.
Well,
yeah, close.
Plus, I know the whole Nutella backstory. You know, it's like I know you guys. Sorry, go on.
Well, no, that's the correct answer.
Okay, all
well,
right.
Well, I wrote, tell me that I'm hashtag canceled and hang up the phone.
Would be the right thing to do.
The correct answer. So, yes.
Right. Okay, works.
Same
all right.
As, yeah, you're on.
I got one.
Get it.
So, we're on the same side.
Okay, cool.
Wow, which is on my side.
It is. It's weird. Like, on you always think, like, the... Like, sitcoms are stupid, but most of the, like, all the husband and wife sitcoms are always like, the wife is right, but that's kind of true.
I mean, I have literally said, I can't have sex, I have a headache. If that is not a sitcom, I don't know what is. You know what I mean? I was like, I gotta start putting lotion on my hands before bed. That's, like, the ultimate sitcom. You know what I mean? The wife is always putting on lotion and then being like, don't do it! You know?
Wait, I've been right before.
Okay. Next question for Mateo! We didn't bring him in here to do a Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Although I am enjoying it.
Do you want to be drawn into our web of intrigue?
Nah.
Okay. I think I know the answer to this, but who is your favorite diva and why?
Maria Callas. You would think it's Mariah Carey.
Yes!
Or
Whitney
Houston, but it is Maria Callas. She's an opera singer. She died in 1977 at age 53. She was the greatest opera singer of all time and best artist changed opera. She was amazing. Very tragic story, but I love her. She's amazing. They classified her voice as a sfogato, which means she could sing anything for the female voice. And she had a very ugly tone. They called her grande vociace, which in Italian means big, ugly voice. But she could sound either like a man singing. She could, like, her passaggio was perfect. She had these, like, shrill high notes. She could do any embellishment. She was amazing.
Oh my God.
And she's a great actress. I know I got real serious. It's supposed to be funny. But I love her. And then Mariah Carey, just because it's Mariah, who I met 2 weeks ago in an elevator.
And I want to know everything, please, because I saw that on Instagram.
Oh, yes.
Twitter or something, and I was like, I'm so happy for you. Well, like, I literally felt
she was well lit and nervous, so it's exactly how you'd expect her. But, you know, she was great. We were in this elevator, and then, yeah, we all, like, there was, like, a fan thing for MTV, and the production company knew me, so, like, can you pretend to be a fan? I was like, you got it. So, but the thing is, like, as a comedian, you're so used to the adrenaline that, like, when I met her, I couldn't be, everyone else was like, you know, so I'm, like, standing there, like, it's weird when she's standing, you're in an elevator, she's
right,
standing right
she's
there,
like right
so you're, you know, it's weird to just look at somebody, especially in an elevator, you don't realize how weird it is to stare at someone, so then everyone just is, like, shaking at her, so I felt obligated, I was like, how was your Asian tour? Like, I was like a mini Barbara Walters, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, very interesting, Glitter's hit number one again, well, I'm just doing Barbara from Shark Tank, but I felt very compelled, you know what I mean?
Oh.
So, yes, Maria Callas is my number one. And then you have to argue me on Whitney and Mariah, or Streisand. Those three, I battle back and forth with those three.
An internal battle.
It is an internal battle, yeah. Like, who's got a, you know, Mariah has a bigger range, Whitney has a better tone, Barbara has better control. It's a battle.
We all have battles to fight.
Yeah.
That's one. What was your answer? What's the correct answer? Ian?
Correct answer is Aurora Monroe, a.k.a. Storm, of the X-Men.
Yeah, I love Storm. But she's not. She's a comic book diva. You got to be specific with the gays and their divas, all right? You say diva, we're just talking about singers. You got to say, like, you know, comic book diva. Yeah, Aurora Monroe. She's 5'11". She's from New York originally and moved to Cairo, Egypt. She's an X-Men. She's Storm. And they did a terrible job casting Halle Berry as Storm. It should have been Angela Bassett, but
always.
And if you're a huge X-Men fan like I am, like, Storm was just ruined. Like, Storm. This is how dramatic Storm is. Like, if they're like, hey, Storm, could you open the window? She's like, wind, rise! Like, she's so over the top. And Halle Berry was just kind of like, yeah, Logan, what's up? Like, I was like, oh, you're not Storm. So they fucked her up.
Final question.
That's it? That's all my questions? Man, I really went off about Maria Callas. All right. I wasted everyone's time educating them on opera, and they don't give a shit.
I care.
Thank you.
Oh, I was into it. I was very into it.
Oh, you like. Oh, so you know Maria Callas is good. She was compared with Renata Tobaldi. All right, anyway.
Who's that?
She's another opera singer. It was like a Christina Britney thing back
in
the day.
Okay, it was a Christina. Right? Thank you. Yeah. Please give me. Yeah,
Maria,
I need that.
Yeah.
I need to know that.
A Whitney Mariah. Better, more comparable.
Much
Whitney
better.
Mariah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. God. The Prince of Egypt song.
Oh, I love that.
They were battling. They were battling.
It always happen when you ask. I love it.
I just agree with my hands.
Whitney, when they sang at the Oscars, though, Whitney oversang so much.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Whitney had her she was like, she's like, we're friends. And then she just, like, belted the shit out of the song. So Mariah was just kind of back there like, if you can hear me, this sounds pretty good. You know.
Oh, I love that kind of frenemy relationship between famous people. What's your last question, Andy? Because I have questions for Mateo.
Yeah, I want to hear, yeah.
If a boyfriend asked you to.
Oh, really? Ask me to do what? The answer is no. I'm going to be single forever. So.
Would you shave your mustache?
Oh, probably. But you have to have pretty good reason. You know what I mean? Like, well, yeah, if you had a nice dick. That's pretty much all it takes. You know what I mean?
Correct answer is no, and you would grow a beard out of spite.
I can't, though. I have, like, patchy hair here. So I've had this, like, my Mexican-Italian mustache since I was 7. I remember, like, my dad, like, awkwardly having to teach me how to shave when I was, like, 10. You know what I mean? He's like, well, here's how you shave. It's the most manly thing about me.
But I love the fact that you said, okay, if your lover asked you to shave your mustache, the correct answer is no and grow a beard out of spite, which lets you know what I deal with on a daily basis. You see what I'm saying? The levels he wanted to get into to have a fight. Now, I mean, Mateo, Andy and I, you know, we got to tell you, I'm sure you know, we're big fans of your Instagram. We're big fans of your life. You teach me to eat protein.
But
there was
also,
one time.
I'm a huge thought. But to be fair, half of my Instagram is all my illustrations. But no one gives a shit. They just
I do. That's
frankly,
how
I understand.
That's how I knew you liked the X-Men.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Sorry.
The illustration. But I also
really revealing a lot.
But I'm much more focused on what you're doing because, you know, one time Mateo posted a picture that made me put down a piece of pie. Okay? He had a picture up that I was like, rethink your choices. You know what I mean? And I just want to thank you for that.
Sure.
In this public forum.
It's my sister. She's an IFBB pro. Her name is Kate Lane, and she's like a family business. She taught me my diet and my workout routine. I'm wearing the biggest sweater of my life tonight. So, but yeah, I work out a lot. It keeps me, it's like my one thing. I can go to the gym and I feel like I can put on Mariah, ignore everyone. It's like I'm traveling all the time. My life is so hectic. I'm running around. I'm not sleeping. It's the one thing I can do where I can cut everybody out and just, I know what to focus on.
Right.
It's like calming in a weird way.
That's what people say.
But
that's what people who exercise say, and I don't get it. I'm asthmatic, honey. Oh. Half a flight of steps and I'm out. Half a flight of steps and I gotta call Jesus. So I don't know where it gets calming, but I believe you.
I don't know. I'm so emotionally sensitive this week. I'm like, does everyone hate me right now? I am so. I know, guys. I've had. Those are my friends. Which, Marie, I'm glad you did your hair.
Wow. Wait, Mateo. Mateo, don't you come at a black woman for her hair. Our hair is a full-time job.
I love you, Marie. Whatever, we're all friends.
we're all
I look like trash right now, so.
No, you're giving us everything. Showing up in the rain.
I did. I showed up from the Upper East Side.
Wow.
Everyone's in their early hundreds, so I made it.
And there's no train over there.
No, there's. I'm right by the 456 in the queue.
Okay.
You've got
options.
I do have options.
That's
I do.
Amazing.
Am I boring everyone? I feel like I should talk about something way more interesting.
Well, I want to throw it to the audience. Could we, by amount of applause, could we be friends?
Andy Mateo, and do you see it happening
myself.
For them? Wow.
It's not bad.
Wow, way more than I thought. Way more than I thought.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? That's all I know of that song. Isn't that the whole song? Why can't we be friends? What's
as
after that?
As far as I know.
Is it just why can't we be friends over and over?
Because you work my nerve. I don't know. Just an answer. Just a fucking answer to it.
It's a duet. And it's like not a love duet. It's like, why can't we be friends? Because you smell like shit and I hate you. Yeah.
Thank you, Mateo.
Hey guys, it's Bobby Bones. I host the Bobby Bones Show, and I'm pretty much always sleepy because I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. A couple hours later, I get all my friends together, and we get into a room, and we do a radio show. We share our lives, we tell our stories, we try to find as much good in the world as we possibly can, and we look through the news of the day that you'll care about. Also, your favorite country artists are always stopping by to hang out and share their lives and music too. So wake up with a bunch of my friends on Big 104.7 in Pittsburgh or wherever the road takes you on the iHeartRadio app.
Welcome back, babies.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
We like literally didn't even set up the rhythm.
Have you ever seen a single episode of Welcome Back, Cotter?
No, but I know what it is.
Sure, but I'm saying, like, I wonder if I've only sung that song because I've heard other people sing that song.
Yes,
I don't
know if
I've ever seen the actual credit sequence for Welcome Back, Cotter.
You know, there was a long time where I think I thought Welcome Back, Cotter was head of the class, which was, I think, from the 80s. I know it started Robin Givens. It was a man who in my head is George Carlin, but I know it was not George Carlin, the teacher.
Yeah. No, it was Howard Hessman from WKRP. In Cincinnati, I believe.
Wow, you have an encyclopedic knowledge of film and television.
And then Billy Connolly, I think, took over the Irish.
Billy Connolly?
Billy Colonist. Yeah, he dresses up like he is a pilgrim.
Yep.
And then does jokes about genocide of the Native American population.
Oh, Andy, what I love is how you keep it light.
Yeah, sure, And Naomi, look. You can't turn the wokeness off, all right? It's not a switch, all right?
Bitch, go to bed. I ain't here for you being woke all the time. Take a damn nap, okay?
You know what? You give me Ambien. The wokeness still keeps me up, Naomi.
It's really good to laugh. You know, it's good to laugh again because I will say that, Andy, you and I, we're still reeling from Christmas, wouldn't you say? We're still reeling from the time spent.
We're punch drunk. We're like, it's like... Over Christmas, we fought Mike Tyson, and he just beat us silly.
Is Mike Tyson your fam or mine?
Both together. I think together they equal...
The force.
The force of...
Okay.
If I knew any other boxer, Evander Holyfield.
Wow. Okay.
Because I don't think... I don't like that Mike Tyson's back. He's proved to be a monster, and somehow Adult Swim gave him a pass to do a funky cartoon. But
yes,
Evander Holyfield.
Staying on
I feel
task.
Like we fought. I did a trivia night last night for the first time ever. A mm-hmm. friend invited me out, and whenever a sports question came up, we just like stared at each other, and we're just like, "The Eagles." I guess the Eagles got him right. But anyway, the point is, it's like it was our families together over Christmas. It was like a Mack truck that drove over our hearts.
And you know, we're rebuilding. We're rebuilding. You know, there is an emotional GoFundMe right
Rebuild
now.
Rebuild that wall.
I hate you sometimes. Sometimes you work a goddamn nerve. The pause like probably leads the listener to believe that like there's a true showdown. And really, our love is light and fresh. I'm just like... You know, when it comes to family stuff, I'm always, like, talking about it, and I'm much more open about it. So I'm leaving it to you. Like, what was it like for you? You know, where were your feelings? How do you want to begin to unpack this?
I refer to this as Tensmas. Tensmas and Tensmas Eve.
Okay, a tense Christmas and a tense Christmas Eve.
We visited my parents the week before because we're Jewish, and so it doesn't matter when we visit my parents in... You know, everyone's all like Hanukkah is the equivalent of Christmas. Mm-hmm. And it's really just like... It's near Christmas, and so because of the concentration of Christians in this country, then everyone's elevated Hanukkah.
Right.
It's like you taking a picture with a celebrity and putting it on Instagram, mm-hmm. and it gets like 1,000 likes or whatever. People aren't liking you.
Right.
They're liking the fact that you're with The Rock.
Oh, God, if I had a picture with The Rock, can you imagine?
Naomi, you would have 10,000 likes.
But basically what you're saying is that Hanukkah is in a photo with Christmas because they're so close on the timeline.
And everyone's liking Hanukkah, but really it's just
it's like the reflection, the light reflecting off the Christmas tree.
The shine.
Lighting up that menorah.
Hanukkah's getting that shine from Christmas.
I see. So it's not that big of a deal.
No. So you can visit your Jewish family whenever in December if you want. but it's, you know, my parents are older. And
Andy's sister listens to the podcast, so it does make us sometimes feel like we can't say words. I will say this, though. We try to just, like, keep it, you know, magnanimous. I don't know if I use that word right, but we try to keep it.
Magnanimous means generous, very generous.
Then I did use it right. Okay, 2019, magnanimous.
2019, so, Naomi's using her word-a-day calendar.
We try to keep it together, but then here's the thing that is tricky, you know, we try to be generous, but then I will tell you this, though. We do want the freedom to say the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God. And then Andy's butt, we were up in there in Pennsylvania hanging out at Andy's parents' house. They get a brand new Alexa. And what's the first thing Andy's ass tell Alexa? Alexa, play Couples Therapy Podcast. I said, bitch, you trying to be free to talk and you done told them the easiest way to get this shit in their ear holes.
I didn't think it would actually do it. I didn't know it. Look, I didn't
Alexa
know it.
Knows.
We don't have an Alexa because I don't want something spying on us in our house, okay?
And literally within 10 seconds, Alexa was playing the theme song. And I was like, Andy, you stupid bitch.
And my mom's like, oh, so we can listen. Because look, here's the thing. I've had another podcast, Beginnings. It's great, for about almost 10 years now.
Yes, interviews with creatives about their childhood, early days, creative memories. Check it out. But what were you going
to
say?
And my parents have not once listened to it, okay? So for a long time, I remember my dad, we were on a podcast together like a couple years ago, and someone from my parents' temple heard it and told my dad, and he's like, what? I thought podcasts were videos. So for the longest time, he didn't know what I was doing.
Yep.
And B, wasn't trying to inquire to figure out what I was doing.
Hurtful.
Painful. Ooh, I'm feeling it. So obviously, I didn't think that Alexa would play it, and I didn't think that they would care one way or the other.
Uh huh.
We don't say anything negative on the show anyway. So if you're listening, Mom and Dad, hi, Erica. If you're listening, please don't tell Mom and Dad about this show and how to listen and why. And tell them not to listen. Anyway. The point is, I fucked up. I've never heard an Alexa. I've seen Alexas on TV. I've seen Siris on TV. I've never used. I really sound like I'm in my 80s right now.
I know. You literally sound like you're 80s, but also that you've been living in a box. I've seen Siris through the cutout hole.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
in the cardboard box I live in. But so it was.
Oof.
It was a real journey. It was a real journey. But I mean, of course, right now we couldn't have said much of anything. Andy called it tensemas. I mean, when we got to the Dirty Jurors, where my peeps are.
Nueva Jersey.
Some of the tension. I mean, look, you all know from Wigfest 18 that Elizabeth likes to tell you what you should do with yourself. And I'm going to tell you, over the holidays, that's in full effect. And it is real.
It's really difficult. I will say this. It is really difficult for us to, because what I'm doing in my mind right now is like going past all the actual painful stuff that we dealt with our families to find, like, what's the one funny thing out of all the hurtful comments and negligent stuff that happened? What's the one funny thing?
Well, you guys...
And I'm honestly struggling.
Well, listeners, you don't have to be worried about us. We are now on the other side of the world. We are doing all right. We said, right, 2019, thriving, not just surviving. So we made it out on the other side, but there was some worries. There was some stress.
Here's a funny one. Here's the thing. Right before Christmas, Naomi's mom kept telling Naomi, like, why do you have the cats? They're holding you back. Would she really say they're holding you back?
She was like, you travel a lot and you go so many places, you shouldn't have those cats. But the conversation started in the best way.
You'd be the new Oprah if it wasn't for your cats.
The conversation started in the best way, which is driving in silence and then someone suddenly saying, when those cats die, you better not get new ones. At which point, you know, you wonder, okay, what conversation has been taking place that I wasn't there for? How much went on in your head before you spoke aloud? And so, yeah, that's where we started for the holiday.
By the way, you should run for the new Oprah whenever they have those elections. Yeah, well, I don't know
special election. A special election.
I don't know if it's 2020 or whatever, right. But you should run for Oprah.
Thank you very much.
I think you would do very well, Naomi.
Thank you so much.
If not this time, then you would build your constituency to become the new Oprah next time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So Naomi tells me this, baffling to me,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, I don't think she's ever expressed such distaste for our boys. But then on Christmas, half of the gifts that she gave us were just gifts for the cats.
She gave us a wonderful scratching post, a lovely, like, mini cat tree. She really came through with cat presents. And I was like, I can't read you, woman. You keep me on my toes. I don't know what's real.
Well, that's part of it, Naomi. That's you know what? I bet your mom studied with all those Russians that were playing all those mind games. What's his face? The guy that came up with the strategy where you just, like, you say whatever, and maybe it contradicts the last thing you said, but it keeps everyone on their toes, and they don't know what's coming next. Maybe your mom's playing psychological Russian mind games with you.
That would explain my entire upbringing. So thank you. Thank you for letting me learn that.
I gotta ask, did she ever practice law in Moscow?
I don't know.
Intrigue. I believe we have the next season of Berlin Station written already.
Berlin Station. Andy watches every television show on TV at least once and knows what's happening. Anyway... How do you think we made it? I mean, we survived. We fared well.
We did. We were talking in our actual couples therapy today, and we griped at each other, but there were no... despite the plethora of tension that was being stabbed into us by our parents, we did not fight with each other. There were snipes.
No, but
no fights. Snipes, but no fights.
Yes. Exactly. So I think we did good. We knew what to do.
Yeah.
We know what to do. We know that, you know, it's like we can't go at each other when the call is coming from inside the house. You know what I'm saying? You got to stay together to survive. So we really kept it together. So we're
proud. We couldn't split up. You can't split. You can't. It's not like a horror movie where you go one way and handle your mom and I go the other way and handle my parents.
That's how we both end up murdered.
Yeah.
Murdered. We know to stick together. So, I mean... It has been, we're back, we're away from some of that, we're still shaking it off. Yes, I am hearing, every time I see you, you gain more weight, over and over in my head as I go to bed, and I'm shaking it off. I'm shaking it off.
Naomi, you're going to be Taylor Swift in 2019. Hey, 2019.
Oh, my God. I can't tell if that's a threat or a promise.
That was a Taylor Swift's done a Steely Dan cover, right? That's how that all ties together. So I'd like listeners to tweet in. How many references have I made that have just sailed by on a burning Viking funeral ship?
You guys, we're going to take a little break and come back with another excellent set. BRB.
Hey, young world, the world is yours. It is I, OCT, the producer of the Baller Alert Show podcast, featuring none other than myself
and the kid Ferrari Simmons
with your favorite Ethiopian Sue Solo.
The Baller Alert Show podcast is here for you, keeping you in the know with the latest of your favorite celebrities, current events, and providing free games to the listeners in need.
So join the talk of the town, because it's going down.
It's the Baller Alert Show podcast, baby.
Don't you ever forget it.
We not only cover the latest in entertainment,
but we bringing you the entertainment directly from the source.
That's right. We have celebrity guest hosts, exclusive interviews,
and it all goes down on the Baller Alert Show podcast. We are your number one source for the culture.
So like DJ Khaled says, don't ever play yourself. Join the conversation today.
Head on over to the Baller Alert Show and join me, Ferrari Simmons.
Join me, Sue Solo.
And it's all produced by me, OCT, on the Baller Alert Show podcast.
Available on iHeartRadio app,
on Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, we're back.
Who was that?
Oh, that's my new character. I'm a fun Southern wife. Love. And you know what? Just like my hubby, I love drinking barbecue sauce. Hot steaming barbecue sauce.
I don't like this drinking of barbecue sauce. I actually think it's more because I just hate barbecue sauce, period. But okay, don't at me. I hate barbecue sauce. Everybody, don't even come for me.
Oh, Naomi, you know there is a BBQ nation out there just waiting to dox you.
BBQ Nation, don't dox me. BBQ Nation, don't dox me. You guys, we have another hilarious set, okay? This is another great set from our December show at Union Hall, and it features Sydney Washington and Marie Faustin.
Woo!
They are comedians, actors, and hosts of the podcast The Unofficial Expert, and they're the co-hosts of the weekly stand-up show Comedy at the Knitting Factory in Brooklyn every Sunday night. So check it out if you can. And get ready for Sydney and Marie.
Roll it.
Hey, guys.
Mateo is dead to me.
Hey, guys. Let's get comfortable,
also,
Marie.
Also, can we get two stools up here?
Nope, just me.
This is Beyonce, and I feel real Ed Sheeran.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And I don't like how hard y'all laughed at that.
Why do you need a stool? You got sneakers on.
So?
And I have rainbow shoes on, and they don't have good traction, so I need to sit down.
Guys, we got here late, which is why we're last.
Yes. Hey.
I was like, it's raining outside. It's not going to be nobody there.
Look at it, packed.
Let me not put no makeup on or like a real outfit, mm-hmm. And here y'all are just being real disrespectful to my Sunday.
It's okay, Marie. It's okay. This is great.
The level of disrespect.
No, this is awesome. Thank you guys for coming. Mm.
You saying that because you got on Asha.
I know, right? You see? A little Stila for you. A little Stila. Little waist trainer. Can't breathe. How we doing? How we doing? This is let's talk about our day. I went to church today, y'all. Oh, y'all don't believe in God?
No, they don't believe. They don't believe in you.
Okay, right.
They're like, that hoe ain't on nobody's church.
No.
Not even a cool church.
I went to church to cruise. No, I went there because life was at a bad point.
Cruising
so,
for Christ.
Yeah.
That's a good hashtag.
Looking for dick and Jesus.
Oh, my God. No. No, because
that's
gay.
That's my memoir.
That is her. That's her. But yeah, I went to church. I went to Hillsong. Mm. You know, where the pastors wear All Saints leather jackets.
Word, you know. That's the Justin Bieber's pastor's
mm-hmm,
church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He looked very Justin Timberlake, actually.
Yeah, they all have tattoos, and they're all Australian, and the pastor's button down be sleeveless. You'd be like, ow!
They had
to go down there and get saved.
They had patent leather Doc Martens on. I couldn't pay attention. I could not. And then they were like, Venmo God. I was like, I actually can be at this church. This is good.
Venmo.
This okay. Is, this is my
okay.
Brand.
It's 7 p.m. Have you Venmo'd Jesus today?
Everybody in here going to what?
Hell.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So you did you Venmo Jesus?
I did not.
Okay, but if you were going to, how much would you have sent?
They don't need to know.
The Lord.
Can I whisper it to you?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Did y'all hear her say nothing? Because, okay, they heard you say, oh, black people can't whisper.
Yeah, so I went to church. You actually you're the first person to take me to Hillsong. She took me to Hillsong for New Year's Eve 2 years ago. That's
she's
how close
a Christian
we've been friends. Yeah.
That's trying to get her lesbian friends in.
I'm like, don't, I know.
I'm like, don't wear your gay sweat. Don't do that. Put your turtleneck on, sis. You look godly in that.
Uh-huh, I did. I felt very straight in that home of the Lord. It was great.
I mean, this is what you wore to church today? Like a little club outfit?
Well, it's a come as you are, you know?
This how you do a glitter eyeshadow yes. Cat eye on for Christ?
Thoughts are allowed in the house of God, okay? Don't you dare judge me.
For those of y'all who don't know, she didn't say thoughts. She said thoughts.
Thoughts.
Thought, white people, is that hoe over there.
Uh-huh.
That's what thoughts stand
which
for.
I just found out this year that thought meant that.
I mean, look at God.
Look at you that. Know? But anyway, I went to church. I went because I just couldn't say no to my friends. My friends were like, you have to go because I spoke to them on the phone for an hour because I was having a breakdown. Because Marie is not the person you call when you're crying.
No, ma'am.
You do not call.
No, ma'am.
You do not call Marie.
I'd be like, is your voice shaking right now?
Yeah.
Is that a quiver in your throat?
I've tried to cry in many of a diner, and she's like, are you about to cry? She shamwows tears. She is not for it at all. Just suck it up. It's just
I'm not the friend you call when mm-mm. You need support.
No, you don't. Don't laugh at that. Don't laugh at that.
I'm the funny mean friend.
Yeah.
Call me for funny mean things.
Yes.
Okay, somebody broke up with you. Like Mateo told me his man they broke up. I said, should we drive by his house and throw pee at the windows? He lives in Spain. I'll fly to Spain and throw pee at his window.
Yeah.
Because I'm a good friend. Just don't cry in front of me.
Marie is a friend. Ever. Marie is the type of friend that's uplifting but also will drag you at the same time.
Okay.
That's
what did I say backstage?
She was like, that's a cute cat eye on this side. We don't need these type of friends.
No.
She gotta go.
No, we need
no.
These type of friends.
No.
Because some of y'all don't have these friends in your lives, and that's why you are where you are.
Oh, my God.
Or that's why you date who you date, okay?
Lord have mercy.
If you date somebody dusty and you bring them around me, I'm gonna be like, well, the dick must be really good. And you gonna know your man is trash.
Meanwhile, Marie does not bring any of her pieces around at all.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Oh, well, let's talk about it, Marie. Let's talk about it. She brought a piece and she tried to act, oh, this is a mailman, girl. I don't even,
wait,
he followed me here.
You know, this his neighborhood, sis. He might, could be.
Well, let's not talk too much. You're right. Yeah. Marie doesn't like emotions. She don't like hugs. I feel like this. We've known each other for 4 years now. This was like the first year that she really gave me an embraced like hug, like both her arms. It was crazy. I was like, wait,
oh,
do you love me?
Was I on Molly?
Yes, you were on Molly. That's when Marie has emotions and feelings and whatnot.
So my body is a temple. Okay. And I do Molly once a year on my birthday. Because it's like, well, okay, somebody on Molly right now. I just feel like that's the best time to do Molly. You're going to be around people that you like, listening to music that you like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just me? Cool.
Yeah. This is a mature crowd,
no,
okay?
No, this is a cocaine crowd,
no,
okay?
No, it's not.
It's a lot of white people down here.
No,
okay,
bitch.
Sis?
No, this cocaine. Is a stocks and bonds crowd, okay?
Those are the people they who do the most blood.
You're right, the Bitcoin.
Wall
right.
Street people.
You're right.
It's the tech crunch. They be crunching that cocaine right up their nose.
Oh, my God, Marie, it's Sunday. Stop it.
You think Mark Zuckerberg do cocaine?
No.
He absolutely does cocaine.
He does not.
Clap if you think Mr. Facebook does cocaine. Okay? How do you think he came up with Facebook?
I feel like he's the...
You think he was just, like, sober, like, eating
I feel
matzo?
Like he's the type to say, like, she's a mess, right? I can't. I feel like Mark Zuckerberg is the type to say, like, good afternoon to his cocaine, you know? Like, just greet it.
He'd be like, man, how do you do to you? You.
And then fall right into it. Like it's a Casper mattress.
Absolutely. Also, Mark Zuckerberg looks like the type that wears a long sleeve shirt under a short sleeve shirt. Right? Are people still doing that in 2018? If you still do that, your resolution for next year should be to burn all your shirts.
I feel like Mark Zuckerberg keeps his bootcut jeans on when he have sex. I feel like he's the type.
Yeah.
It just come out the little hole right there. And it's a button fly. He don't even have a zipper.
Ew.
He's so dated, right? He's real Filene's basement. Whatever.
Yeah. That's Burlington Coat Factory realness right
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Little discount bootcut jean. I feel like Mark Zuckerberg still wears the pants that like unzip into shorts.
Ooh.
Do y'all remember those jeans?
Yeah, some of them are in here tonight.
Okay.
Girl. You're rude. Someone's like, oh man. Oh. He's trying to stop me from zip.
He's trying to zip them back. He's like, I gotta get out of here.
And then he's moving to the back. He's like, I hope they don't hear me while I move to the bathroom. Marie, are you gonna be a better friend in 2019?
I think that I am the greatest friend that you have.
Really?
And I say that knowing all of the other friends that you have.
Wait, my friends take me to lunch.
Okay.
They buy me brunch.
Okay. You don't need that type of negativity in your life. I'm not doing that because you don't need that right now, friend.
They pick up my phone calls on the first ring.
Ooh.
Marie will see me calling and just be on Instagram like, I'll call her later. And then she'll start liking shit while she knows that I'm calling and texting her
from
so
that
I can
phone,
see it.
From that phone that I hit decline on.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's rude.
You guys know that you don't have to pick up your phone calls when the phone rings? You could just send it to voicemail. Some people let it ring, but I hit that send to voicemail button. I want you to know I'm busy.
But she's not busy. She's not busy. I'll be there.
You be where?
I'll be at the crib.
Calling me, which is why you get... See, this is the type of friend that you don't need, okay?
I'm
wonderful. And I'm going to tell you why. This is the friend that FaceTimes you without an appointment.
Yes, I do. I just want to catch you, you know?
She knows you're out here doing something you don't need to be doing. And she's... I just want to say, who's there? Why is your face so close to the... This is Sydney, okay? Sydney's the type of person who will, like... Because I like to talk about people. I don't know if you guys could tell, but...
she ain't shit.
And neither one of us can whisper.
No.
And we be pointing at people's face. And like, but Sydney's the friend... Sydney's the friend that you'd be like, don't look. You'd be like, 6 o'clock. And she'd be like, what time?
What? Yeah.
Well, what's 6 o'clock? Him?
Yeah.
Is it him?
You said with the blue shoes?
The one with
what?
The blazer? That's Sydney. You don't need those type of friends. You need a friend like this.
I'm the type of friend where we'll be on the train and I'm very obvious that I'm taking a video of somebody. Like the flash will come on while I'm like, ha ha, Marie, look. And then the flash come on. She's like, bitch,
Sydney,
if you get fucked up,
on the train,
I'm gonna watch and put my phone on you.
On the train, Sydney's the type of person that'll like talk to that crazy person because she's like, this is gonna be a funny situation,
yeah.
And I'm like, girl, if he touches me with his dirty fingers. And she's like, Marie, he's single, girl! And I'm like...
Meanwhile, he looks like Street Fighter. It's crazy. I feel like that's your type.
You don't know what my type is, sis, because I've never brought them to your house.
You know what her type is? A ghost. That's your type, because I've never seen them.
I mean, I'm going to tell you what my type is. And if you in here, Venmo me
$40. Just 40? That's it?
Okay, sis.
Just
I'm
40.
Not trying to, you know, I'm not trying to take too much low
okay,
maintenance.
Okay, yeah. Modest, I see it.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I'm not trying to set it off
right.
in here.
What's your type?
Tall dudes, you know, like a 7'16".
Guys by the wall, I see y'all.
Okay,
you right by the exit.
Nobody that's seated right now, okay. A tall man that works out and pays all of my bills.
Ooh.
I thought you were just saying pay on the date. All your bills?
Sis, all of the bills. Wow. I'm talking about the Wi-Fi, the Verizon, the, you know, whatever, whatever. Well, shout out another bill.
Water bill.
The what bill?
The gas.
The gas? Yeah,
y'all pay for that over here?
What else? What else? What y'all paying for over here besides cocaine? She don't pay nothing.
Oh, she got a man that's paying for everything. Work! She don't even know the prices.
She's
yes.
like, that's me.
She's like, pay?
That's me. Somebody asked me what my rent was. I was like, what's rent? Ooh, is she here? My
if
girl?
If you can't answer that question like that, you're losing at life.
Yeah.
I'm losing since I pay my own rent. Because I'm sad.
Oh, no, you're not. Marie's great. We're doing great. I feel like 2019 is going to be our year, for real.
Okay. What are some premonitions? Is that predictions?
Yeah, what predictions?
What are your premonitions?
Predictions?
What you see 2019 looking like for us? For me, and then I'll do you, okay?
Okay, okay. Consistent money.
Okay, great. Here for it.
I feel like a check every week.
Every
single week.
52 checks.
To be exact. All right. We're just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what about me?
Oh, that's it? That's all you see from me?
Yeah, just checks.
It's 12 months. You said two things.
Yeah.
Okay, great. For you, I see dry eyes, okay? No tears in 2019. Because you're going to be full of what? Joy. And you're going to be full of joy because they're going to take that hold off your account and you're going to be able to use your Venmo again.
Oh, wow! See, this is why you don't need a friend like that. Just blasting me here, Union Hall, bitch.
Just money and good skin and, you know, good sex for you in 2019.
I see that too.
Okay?
I see that too.
And, like, no more synthetic wigs.
Wow!
Only.
Yo, you want to fight on this stage today?
Only, sister, you didn't let me finish. Only quality human hair wigs. Sydney, I feel like
I'm looking for a new friend. Anybody want to be a friend? Anybody who got a checking and savings?
Listen,
anybody?
It's still a lot of white folks in here, but y'all know a good wig when you see a
good
wig.
Oh, my God, Maria, are we really?
Sydney, I didn't say that you had a wig on right now. Don't be trying to tell on yourself,
see,
sis.
You should have went to church today.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to go home. Bye, guys.
Okay, bye.
Wow, Sydney and Marie, baby, that's a friendship. That's a friendship that pushes you to your limits, that helps you find inner strength.
Yeah, I mean, that I don't know what to say. Well, because I'm like, well, I'm not going to say that. I don't want Marie coming for me.
She'll dox you like BBQ Nation.
Uh-huh.
She'll really come for you.
She's the original BBQ Nation doxer. I think that's in her Twitter bio.
You guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode.
By the way, Naomi, have you seen a single Twitter bio in the last half year that didn't have someone's podcast link in it? Everyone's got a podcast now.
Everyone's got a podcast. It makes me feel beyond basique. I don't even understand how to exist. I don't even want to tell people.
If your mom had a podcast, and then you asked me about my parents, if your mom had a podcast.
You know my mom wants to have a podcast.
What would the title be?
It's called, she already told me, my mom's podcast is called Close Your Legs, Open Your Mind. And it is about, she wants to talk to young people about how they have to stop having sex and making babies with strangers. Because those are everybody who comes into the court on a daily basis. She would like you to close your legs and open your mind. Do not take that title. My mother has claimed it and she is a lawyer, so she will come for you. And so she wants to talk truth. And then she wants me to make jokes on the side, end quote. And I don't know how it would work.
Wow.
So, yes, what would your parents' podcast be, Andy?
Theirs would be called Your Cousin Has Cancer. And it is just like a long list of all the ailments that are afflicting our family. Uh-huh. Who's dying, who has died, who's about to.
Just like updates.
Who's it's about to shuffle off this mortal coil.
It's an update podcast.
As the immortal bard once said. Has anyone ever done... Hey, Hollywood, I got a pitch for you. It's called The Immortal Bard, and Jesus. It's about Shakespeare. He finds himself afflicted with immortality, uh-huh. And he's in 2019. Uh-huh. Well, this will come out in 2020. So,
accounting for development.
Naomi, are we going to write this film, film it, and then have all the promo in 2019? I don't think so. We have to sell this first. The development process is probably 6 months alone at minimum. So 2020, look for the Immortal Bard.
Uh-huh.
It's about Shakespeare's curse to wander the earth forever. Like Angel. As in Buffy and Angel. Hey, this has been fun. I had way too much caffeine. So that might explain some stuff. Naomi,
what can they look forward to?
Naomi, we got some great shows coming up.
Yes.
Let's tell them about it. February 2nd here in Los Angeles at the Virgil.
We got a great lineup. So far, we've got Garfunkel and Oates, and we've got Frangela, two strong black women who make me laugh so much. We are so excited. And obviously, other acts will be added. Again, that is Saturday, February 2nd. As usual, if you want to get tickets, if you want some information, you can go to couplestherapypod.com. You can also hit us up on Instagram at couplestherapypod, on Twitter at Naomi and Andy.
Also on Twitter is Naomi at Blacktress and me at Andy Beckerman. Naomi, one other thing. You're going to be back in New York doing doing stand-up on your own on February 22nd. I just want people to know that. I want them to, look, it's going to sell out in like a second.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Let's look, if you live in New York, get the tickets now at Union Hall, right?
Yeah, Saturday. Nope, that's not a Saturday. February 22nd, 7:30 p.m. at Union Hall in Brooklyn. I'm going to do about an hour, and also on the lineup with me is the hilarious Jo Firestone.
Love Jo.
So funny. So she and I together, we might rock, paper, scissors for stage time, and we'll just see what happens.
Yeah. So what else? At couplestherapypod.com, you can get merch. We got T-shirts and other kinds of things.
T-shirts, mugs, stickers. Fun.
You can sign up for a newsletter. A lot of people tweet at us or write us notes on Instagram. When are we coming to your town? I don't know if the grammar works out on that, but like, if you sign up for the newsletter, we don't spam. We sent one out, I think, in the last like couple months. But we will tell you when we're coming to your town and some other fun things.
Yeah, it'll also help us decide whether or not to come to your town. We got to know whose place is. So if you sign up, you let us know where the listeners be, baby.
Okay, two final things. One, if you remember a while ago, we had a contest to win. We had extra copies of Phoebe's new book. And we said if you put a picture of yourself and someone you're close to on Instagram or Twitter
and explain that relationship in one sentence with the hashtag #CouplesTherapyPod, we would put you in the running for that book. And you know what? We have selected two wonderful winners.
Okay, so the first one is from Instagram. It's at Ms. Gray Eyes, and she says, I asked my wife to capture our relationship in one sentence, and her response was, quote, "It's like getting caught in the Florida rain while being at Disney World in the middle of August."
Tender, poetic, magical. You get a book.
And the second one from Twitter, at KK Bracken, says, "Me and my bestie, proud members of team, will talk shit but never misgender you."
Wow. Savage realness, respect, and savagery combined. KK Bracken, you get a book.
Savage wokeness.
So you guys, thank you all for your tweets and instas, and you know, next time we get some more cool free ish we will pay it forward.
And you know what, if you want to help out the show and you want to keep doing stuff like that, look, it gets the name out there. All right, you put a picture of yourself and some fun quote and you hashtag couples therapy pod, people are like, oh, that looks fun. Y'all, that looks fun. I'm gonna drink all this barbecue sauce while I look at Twitter.
Okay, remember to rate, review, and subscribe. Bye!
Katie Couric.
I'm Bozma St. John.
I'm an award-winning journalist, if I do say so myself.
And I'm a hot-to-trot, trailblazing marketing executive.
And we're very confident. We wanted to combine Boz's business and branding expertise
with Katie's natural curiosity
to create a podcast responding to this moment in time.
Welcome to Back to Biz
with Katie and Boz.
Each week, we'll interview innovators, creatives, and CEOs
to find out how our pandemic present will forever change the business of tech and media,
travel and leisure,
education and sports,
fashion and pop culture.
Because in many ways, this has been a really dark time, but it's also a time for reassessing, recalibrating, and finding the light.
We're doing 10 episodes, and you can catch them every Thursday.
So listen to Back to Biz with Katie and Boz
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Hi, I'm Tom Colicchio. I'm a chef, a restaurateur, food advocate, and the host of the new podcast called Citizen Chef on iHeartRadio. People might turn on the news and see the stories about the pandemic, immigration policy, or healthcare. I see stories about food. On this podcast, we'll tour the current political climate, looking for inroads to food wherever we can find them. From the supply chain.
And we hear that Tyson might be closing another plant Monday in Tennessee for
to labor.
Tomates en Mexico, en donde todavía hay explotación.
Here's an executive order on immigration. We want Americans to have the jobs. We want Americans to have the health care. We want to take care of our citizens first.
And disaster relief.
Our systems cannot handle true disaster, this pandemic. That is the reality.
These are the stories of our food. Episode 1 of Citizen Chef is available now. Subscribe and listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.